Alexandria, Egypt, Mobitone News brings you the latest incident to upset the chancelleries of the free world. President Nasser delivering his fiery speech telling of his nationalization of the Suez Canal. A seizure from private interests that the Egyptian says is his answer to the West for refusing to finance the Aswan Dam. It's a situation fraught with implications. But undeterred, President Nasser raises his country's flag to symbolize his action. And although his followers hail him and carry him triumphantly on their shoulders, in London, Paris, and Washington, the fate of the strategic waterway causes grave concern. A lifeline between the East and West, the free world does not want it dependent on the Egyptian government, which sends U.S. Undersecretary of State Murphy to London, where he is interviewed on the crisis by British pressmen.
Have you brought any plan with you for action against Egypt?
I can only say that we are going to engage in these conversations with our friends here and explore the matter. We haven't got to the point as yet of specific proposals.
What do you think of the idea of using force to protect Western projects in the Middle East?
Really, no comment on that at this stage.
Does your government now regret its decision not to help finance the Aswan Dam?
We have no regrets, no.
Arriving in the Egyptian capital from Alexandria, where he proclaimed his seizure of the Suez Canal Company, President Nasser finds Cairo's population in a veritable nationalistic frenzy. An acclaiming multitude which escorts him like a hero to the presidential palace, where he delivers another fiery speech in answer to opposition to his provocative action. Action which brings U.S. Secretary of State Dulles flying to London, where the English wait in the rain to see another momentous conference get underway at 10 Downing Street. It's a three-power meeting with France, the third party, and the talks tend to favor international rule for the canal, with a bid to Russia to take a part. In Cairo, President Nasser's top aide, Wing Commander Ali Sabri, explains Egypt's challenge to the West by its seizure of the Suez Canal, but pays no heed to protests as his country drafts plans for a general mobilization. A threatening gesture that sees French, British, and U.S. forces in the Mediterranean spring to activity, as here at Toulon, the great French naval base, where a fleet has gotten ready to steam Suezward. While in England, naval reservists converge on Plymouth to man three aircraft carriers that Britain is dispatching to the troubled waterway. A precautionary measure in the event of Egypt's refusal to attend the 24-nation meeting called to internationalize the seized canal. Regiments of paratroopers, too, are on the move, as here at Portsmouth. For each of the three British flat tops sailing to the Mediterranean will be loaded with these most modern of fighting units, as the West, challenged again, faces the facts.